This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
And I'm Madeline Brand. In Iraq today, terrorist leader Abu Musab al-Zarqawi was killed in an airstrike. More on that coming up. But let's talk about something else for a moment.
Ryan Jordan's big vacation plans this summer do not involve tropical islands or nine-course meals. Instead, he's going to spend his time avoiding starvation and dodging grizzly bears. On Sunday, he and two others will begin an attempt to walk 600 miles across what they say is the most remote wilderness in the U.S. This is to be a 20-day trip on foot through the Arctic region of Alaska. Ryan Jordan joins us by phone. Ryan, thank you for being with us. And describe this country you're going through.
Thanks, Alex. It's pretty much the no man's land of the United States. Terrain where very few people ever hike. You know, we might get lucky once in a while and come across a caribou migration trail, but for the most part, we're not counting on any trails.
This is not just an hike. You make a point of saying it's an unsupported hike. That means you will carry everything in that you're going to use. No hunting, no fishing, no foraging. It is what you say, a hike by fair means. What exactly does that term mean?
Yeah, our vision was really to look at this remote wilderness as how can we most deeply engage in this wilderness? And part of that is by minimizing our contact with society.
But why not forage? It seems kind of nutty. If you pass a bush full of berries, why not eat some?
Well, the bushes full of berries will not sprout up until August. So the closest thing we'll have to foraging is snow cones.
Snow cones. Wouldn't there be an argument that to know the wilderness, one should be able to forage, one should be able to move through that land without bringing in dried goods, and that you might know this land more intimately if you did interact with it in that way?
I don't deny that at all, and I think that's a wonderful way to explore the wilderness. The goal here is a little bit different in that we just want to see if we can cross the wilderness without support.
And what are you taking?
With a lot of mashed potatoes, a lot of cream of wheat, and a lot of chocolate, fruit snacks, almond butter, things where we can extract the maximum amount of calories for as little weight as possible.
There would be two things, I think, that you would run into in this trip, aside from blisters and hunger: bears and mosquitoes. Which one do you think is going to be worse?
I think mosquitoes will be far worse. They actually land on you and crawl all over you. So you can have 1,000, 2,000 mosquitoes on you at any given time.
You're going to be hiking at night and sleeping during the day? Why is that?
It allows us to take advantage of hiking at cooler temperatures, which allows us to go faster without overheating. And sleeping in the day allows us to get rest at warmer temperatures, which means we can carry less weight in our sleep system and insulating clothing.
Wouldn't you be able to make better time if you could see where you were going?
In the Arctic, we have the luxury of near 24-hour daylight, so that is one of the ideal strategies for trekking up there.
Well, what do you think it's going to be like?
I think it's going to be long, I think it's going to be hard, and I think it's going to be exhausting.
Why exactly are you undertaking this adventure?
Roman and I have looked at this style of hiking for many years, and we're just looking to what's the next level of human endurance? How far can a man walk carrying only what he has on his back? And that question really has not been answered yet.
The two people you are hiking with, Roman Dial and Jason Geck, both of Alaska Pacific University, both very experienced outdoors hikers. You've never been on a long-distance hike with either one of them, have you?
No, not with either one of them.
But I just wonder about the idea of setting off on this with two people you've never hiked with before.
Well, the number of people that are mentally and physically capable of doing something like this is pretty limited. And, you know, we all checked references and discussed our limitations with social interactions and everything else. And the scarier thing is going on a trek like this with folks who haven't been severely stressed and not knowing how they're going to handle that.
Ryan Jordan is publisher of Backpacking Light magazine in Bozeman, Montana. With Roman Dial and Jason Geck, he's setting out to walk through 600 miles of Alaskan wilderness. Ryan, good luck, and we'll call you again.
Thank you, Alex.
Hey, where is that wilderness and where are they going? You can find a map of the route that Ryan Jordan and the other hikers plan to take at our website, npr.org.